Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
What does it say about a country that shoots and poisons its national emblem into extinction? This scenario almost played out in America, at least in the lower 48 states. The bald eagle, that majestic raptor that adorns our currency and stands as a symbol of strength and freedom, came perilously close to disappearing throughout its range, except in Alaska. The decline began 100 years ago with human attitudes that considered all predators, including birds of prey, as vermin and targets of eradication at every opportunity. Bald eagles were randomly shot and without serious protection until the first relevant federal law was passed in 1940. Soon after World War II, a new and devastating threat emerged that swept the species to the brink of oblivion across most of the country. The widespread use of a new, highly acclaimed pesticide resulted in precipitous population declines. Birds accumulated DDT in their tissues, usually by eating contaminated fish. A few adult bald eagles died outright, but DDT's terminal MO caused eggshells to be fatally fragile. They broke before hatching, and with no recruitment, the eagle population began to die of old age. In Louisiana, only a few survived in the remotest areas of coastal swamps, where in 1960, only 4 active nests remained. The low point came in 1963, when only 417 active nests remained in the lower 48 states. Barely in time, the publication of Rachel Carson's landmark book, Silent Spring, in 1962 revealed the dangers of DDT, and the tide turned, although it took 10 more years for Congress to ban the deadly chemical. In 1973, the Endangered Species Act was enacted, establishing the strict protective framework that led to the eagle's recovery. Now, more than 10,000 nesting pairs of bald eagles are found throughout the lower 48 states, with many more in Alaska. In Louisiana, bald eagles are common in the appropriate habitat, and a recent count revealed more than 300 active nests across the state. An unbelievable number just a few years ago. This success story has resulted in the bird being removed from the endangered species list, although they are still protected by state and federal laws. It does say something about our country that we don't have to answer the first question in this story. Those citizens realizing the importance of wise conservation of our natural resources prevailed, and because of them, our national emblem again soars free above us all.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.